mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number two, number three. And during the last break, while Paul Watson was talking, I was sitting here eating pasta. It's the fun part about radio, and then the pasta kind of went down the wrong way, pulled a piece of it into my lung. So I was hitting the cough button, going into convulsions here in the background. So I got my hour off when I came back. I was still a little bit off kilter from that, with a battle with a noodle. But we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm feeling much better after getting it out of my throat there. Now we're going to have an hour of analysis talking about this. No, seriously, as I get my composure back, we're about to go to wide open phones, talk about the staged election, talk about how they're getting Arnie ready for this, as you just heard from Jay Leno last night with that clip we played. We've got another clip that everybody's been calling in about from the night before the election with Tom Brokjaw and Tim Russert talking about either way Skull and Bones wins the election. But right now we were going to let Dave in Illinois finish up. Dave, you were just bringing up the massive defense spending, how they want to go into Iran, and you said that, I knew they funded this in the past, but you're saying you found online in a report $7 million by the Air Force to pay for remote viewing. And again, folks, this is paying for psychics. This is what the Russians and our own government have done, but was this a mainstream news article?
Yeah, it's in USA Today, the tech section, and if you just go to Google News and put in Air Force, it's the first story that comes up. And
let me bring Paul Watson up. Paul, we got to get that posted. I mean, come on, folks. Some people believe in this remote viewing stuff, and again, I don't go there. But I mean, this is getting ridiculous. $7 million for remote viewing. Paul, type that in. See if that pops up. What do you think of this?
Well, yeah. I mean, they've put millions of dollars into it. What, stretching back to the 60s? So, I mean, whether they've had success from it remains to be seen. But, if they're going to go ahead and do it again, then obviously it's having some kind of benefit.
Yeah, they're not using the word remote viewing now. They're using the new term, I guess, psychic teleportation. So, if you just go to Google News and punch in Air Force, it's the first story that
sounds
comes up.
Sounds pretty demonic to me. And that's the only way this works, folks, if you believe in it. And some people will disagree with that, but, I mean, look, I've had dreams that come true exactly as I had them. I knew the morning my grandmother died. She'd been sick for months, but nobody thought she was about to die. And I told my dad, let's go see your mother. Let's go see Meemaw, as I call her, tomorrow. It was a Friday. He goes, that's a good idea. We haven't seen her in a few months, and she's sick. And so, well, he was going and seeing her every week at that time, but I hadn't seen her in a few months. And she died that next morning as I was driving to see her, just up and died. And I felt it in the car. I called my dad and said, call and see if she's okay. And we called and she was dead. The Aborigines in Australia, this is confirmed. They'll be out at the mines 1,000 miles away at the opal or diamond mines. And they'll walk up out of the mines and say, take me home, put me on a plane. My mother, my father just died, my brother just died. And they're never wrong. So there is something going on, but I don't think we can control it, and I don't know what it is. And I think having these abilities on demand usually is linked to the occult. Paul Watson, comments?
Well, yeah, I had a similar experience just this morning. I was having a dream about a member of my family talking to me about something, then I'm awoken to the sound of my cell phone, and it's that exact same member of my family talking about the thing I was dreaming about. But I've found the article, USA Today, Air Force report calls to 7.5 million to study psychic teleportation. Star Trek fans may be happy to hear that the Air Force has paid to study psychic teleportation. In the report, Eric Davis says psychic teleportation, moving yourself from location to location, is quite real and can be controlled. That's USA Today.
Thank you for the call and that information. Very interesting, very informative, Dave. Ron, Charles, Christina, and Jerry, stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berge Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berge Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hey, look. I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't believe that people have real psychic abilities. But I don't believe it's controllable. And I don't really know what the phenomenon is. It generally is connected to the spiritual side of things, and to and generally people who really get into it are led into the occult. And the Bible says stay away from it. But at the same time, I have had a dream of a car wreck before, and it happened exactly as the dream happened. I mean, you wake up, hot sweat, man, that was real. You forget about the dream. A month later it happens. The exact same thing happens. I once had a dream that one of my good friends came up and started to fight with me, even down to the shirt he was wearing, a polo shirt, purple and green, horizontal stripes. And I woke up and I called him and I said, man, I just had a dream we had a fight. He's like, what? And I didn't tell him about the shirt, any of that, you know, because you think that was self-manifesting. And then later, I saw him with another girl. And when we were leaving high school, and I was riding home with my girlfriend, and I was in her car. She was a year older than me. I didn't even have a car yet. I was 15. And I go, oh, look at Mark cheating on Candy. That was his girlfriend who she was friends with. And, I mean, you know, it was obvious. I wasn't trying to get him in trouble. Well, then there was this big fight. I didn't know it the next day. He says I'm a liar, and I'm walking out to the shop. And then he walks around the corner, and it's my dream, and he's wearing that shirt. And later we got in a fight, and I asked him about it. He said, oh, I just bought that shirt last night. And it was the exact shard of the dream, the exact same thing that happened in the dream. And I've had a lot of stuff like that, you know, happen to me. And I've had some other stuff go on. But I, you know what? I just don't get into it. And, you know, it's something you ignore. But it's something that's not controlled, is really the way I can put it. But the government has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on it, I guess in the new defense budget for this year, and as Paul said, it's been going on since the 60s, $7 million to study it. And Paul, continue with that USA Today article, because that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I can just get it up again. So the headline is, Air Force report calls for $7.5 million to study psychic teleportation. Star Trek fans may be happy to hear that the Air Force has paid to study psychic teleportation, but scientists aren't so thrilled. The Air Force Research Lab's August Teleportation Physics Report, posted earlier this week on the Federation of American Scientists website, struck a raw nerve with physicists and critics of wasteful military spending. In the report, author Eric Davis says psychic teleportation, moving yourself from location to location through mind powers, is quite real and can be controlled. The 88-page report also reviews a range of teleportation concepts and experiments. Quantum teleportation, a technique demonstrated in the last decade that shifts the characteristics but not the location of subatomic particles at great distances. Wormholes, a highly theoretical possibility whereby the intense gravitational field near black holes could rip open entrances to distant locales. Psychokinesis, or psychic teleportation. In support of the idea, the report cites UFO reports, Soviet and Chinese studies of psychics, and US military studies of spoon-bending phenomena. So it doesn't really seem...
So this is USA Today, and notice all this craziness is just being announced now. Like, oh, we're making judicial workers take chips. Oh, we're making prisoners take chips. Oh, we're going to put vaccines in your food whether you like it or not. Oh, we have dimensional wormholes. I mean, this just is devilish, folks. And again, I'm not afraid of things we don't understand or know. It's always connected to this, you know, when it's on this... Put to you this way, when you're trying to control it and thinking about it and living it and doing it, it always leads, as they say, to the dark side. That's just my experience and my study of it. And to have them flaunting it in USA Today is really weird, Paul. You ought to do a search on that report name and try to find a scientific journal on it and post that.
Yeah. Well, isn't there a term for when they take the bizarre and bring it out into the public arena, and then it changes the public consciousness? I think there's a term which...
Revelation of the method? Or?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, where they take something bizarre and make it normal, normalize it. I think that's kind of a method.
That's just desensitization, yeah.
Yeah, basically that's what it is.
Yeah. Weird. I mean, we don't normally talk about this on the show, folks. Now it's in USA Today. And again, you know, we've all had these little experiences, but it's not controllable. And I don't know, it's not a good thing to get involved with, folks. That's my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. I'm going to digress just for a minute about Arnie Schwarzenegger, though. That's not really my topic. My topic is your appearance on George Norrie's radio show last night with regard to John McCain's remarks that America is a nation of immigrants. Correction, America is a nation of Americans. If you immigrated here, then you immigrated here under a certain set of terms, and you should acclimate to the standards.
Yeah, we're a nation of Americans. I love that. We're not a nation of all these new people who don't assimilate and create their own little kingdoms.
And if you refuse to acclimate when you come to America, then you know what? You are deliberately remaining an alien to America, and thus you do not deserve the chief executive position of this nation.
By the way, he's never dropped his dual citizenship with Austria.
That is correct. And also another funny thing that most of you have never noticed, when he was running for governor, he dissociated and disavowed himself of his father. He said he had nothing to do with him. He really didn't care about him. Then at the Republican convention, he said how frightened he was that and he loved his father, and he was afraid the Soviets were going to arrest him. You can't have it both ways, Arnie. Some of us pay attention and remember what you say. Okay.
Well, so look, the sins of the father, you know, the sins of the father are one thing, and people can say, well, ignore that. He says, I don't care if all times about the Nazi stuff. We love him. I admire Hitler because he was a little man and came from, you know, small things to great things. All of this, that's what I care about.
He has a history of those remarks, but he's playing both ends of the field on that issue, and that shows that he probably lacks credibility. Guile and cunning, yes. The wisdom necessary for leadership, no. But that aside, now I want to move on.
He's a demonic hobgoblin.
Well, I don't think the man is suitable to be our president. I don't like the idea of the major press is trying to set the table between him and Hillary for us now. Let the American people create the consensus, not let us have it foisted on us by the mainstream corporate press. But that aside, you appeared on George Noory last night, and of course, after you got off the air, George was talking, and you may have recalled this, Alex, about in one of our areas, our train stations, Port Authority, and so forth, that police are using radiation detectors, which is a fancy name for what they used to call a Geiger counter. We have more sophisticated detectors, but that's basically what they are. And that they're pulling people over and they're asking them questions if they've been sick lately. Now, he took the tack because a guy called up after you got off the air and he disagreed. He says, well, you know, he spoke of you, Alex. Well, the fella says he's worried about civil liberties, but we've got to get used to this, right? And George kind of agreed with it because he said, well, yeah, better safe than sorry.
What now, do you mean after I went off? You mean
after the interview was over.
I was on two nights in a row.
Yeah, last night. After you finished your interview with him last night, a caller called in.
So he did another hour after that.
Yeah. He was on the air after you were finished with your interview. Now, I like to say something about that. First off, they're putting these radiological detectors in the hands of people who really aren't qualified to use them. They give some officer a few hours or several hours of training on them, and all of a sudden the guy is an expert in nuclear science, okay? Secondly, they're setting the thresholds for these detectors so low that what they're picking up is old women who are coming out of the doctor's office after getting an X-ray, people who may be getting certain cancer
treatment. No, I saw that, and again, the levels, you know, the geometric separations between dangerous radiation and the aftermath of a chest X-ray, I mean, aren't even in the same dimensions.
You got it, brother.
But again, it creates this fear and this perception.
You got it. That's precisely my point. What I'm saying is that they're doing this, okay, to create in the mind of the average person who is ignorant of what you have just said and what I also know, okay, that, well, yeah, we have to check everyone. No, this is just a matter of getting innocent citizens acclimated to the idea of constantly being hassled by law enforcement when there is no logical...
And Ron, you called before. You're a retired New York police officer. I appreciate the call. Good points. Charles in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Yes, you spoke earlier. By the way, I've been enjoying your show for about 4 years, and you're doing a good job. You're doing your job. I appreciate it. You mentioned at the beginning of the show about two military exercises where they dropped bombs in Texas on a home by accident, and then they're in San Diego a couple days ago.
Outside San Diego, strafed to school.
Right.
And one case in Texas, a little South Texas town. I had the mayor on. It was like 3 years ago. I forget the town.
Right.
They dropped a dummy bomb on a house.
I've got two more for you. About a week ago, there was a softball or grapefruit-sized dummy bomb, a little cast iron thing. It fell on a trail in Pennsylvania. And yesterday at about 4 or 5 o'clock, I believe, in New Jersey, where's my note here? Oh, I'll just remember it. On the local news, an F-16 flying at 7,000 feet accidentally shot up a school in New Jersey, 3.5 miles from its target. Two dozen, they said, 20-millimeter machine gun bullets entered the school, tore up the tile floor and broke windows and so forth. No one was in the school. But then a later newscast locally said it was some type of an M60 machine gun, and they had the commander on there saying it was an accident. And I just wonder what's going on here. So.
Well, it is. I mean, there's all kinds of weird drills going on. My question is, they've had problems in Puerto Rico shooting off target and hitting houses and things. Well, there is a lot of this going on.
Yeah. I had one other quick thing, if you could hold me
sure,
over.
Sure, stay there. We'll be right back.
chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over 1/3 of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, we're back live, and I made an error of about 3,000 miles. Because I rely on my computer too much. Sometimes when you print a page off a website, on a news site, certain things, certain blocks get deleted and don't get printed. And it was New Jersey where the school got strafed, and at the bottom of the page it said town outside, and then it said in the text San Diego. No, that's where the article we got was from. So this didn't happen in Southern California. This was in New Jersey, so there's not two cases of it. If there was, it would be some type of conspiracy. But we do have the article about what he just mentioned in another state about this weird dummy bomb falling. And I did interview a few years ago the mayor. You can probably type in home hit by B-2 bomber bomb and it should pop up. I interviewed the mayor. This dummy bomb got dropped, and it was a huge steel 2,000-pound bomb. Just didn't have explosives in it. hit a tree on its way in, caught the tree on fire, went through the bedroom, into the bathroom, into the bathtub, 4 feet into the ground. And then we've had all these cases outside Fort Hood of the artillery shooting the wrong place and killing cows, hitting houses. And the government has all these giant military reservations that in some cases are the size of, you know, a third of New Mexico or Arizona, or Fort Hood's twice the size of Dallas. Why are they shooting people's houses? Why is this happening? Finish up what you were saying real quick, Charles.
Yes, the little dummy bomb I mentioned earlier, the someone was standing about 20 feet from it. But the other comment I had was, I'm in Philadelphia. I'm surrounded by liberals. Before the election, I said, everything's staged. I said, they're Kerry and Bush are skull and bones members. They're committed to each other above and beyond the Constitution or the citizens. And after the election, I found them, a lot of liberals are waking up. They not only realized that the thing was stolen or fixed or rigged, the election, but that when they saw Kerry roll over so quick, I mean, normally these lawyers just automatically file suits, and maybe they will in the next few weeks, but they're starting to realize that the way Kerry rolled over, it's the fix is in.
No, I hear you. Thanks for the call. That's why the new film American Dictators, documenting the staged election in 2004, is so important, so we can have the real historical record of how this was staged to begin with. Paul Watson, comments to the staged election?
Well, yeah, Greg Palast put out an article yesterday, which, you know, it was called Kerry Won, and he was quite apologetic in saying that, but in Ohio you had this big Republican stooge who was the Secretary of State for Ohio, Ken Blackwell, who told Andy Card that there weren't enough provisional ballots to give Kerry a win, when in fact the evidence, as proven by the Palast article, if you read it, shows there were. And on top of that, thousands of these punch card ballots were thrown out, most of them Kerry voters. But none of it really matters, because Kerry didn't challenge it, because he was going to capitulate all along.
And again, folks, if you support Bush, you know, we're neutral on this. Either way, Skull and Bones wins, as Tim Russert says with Tom Brokaw. It's about the news. It's about the facts. You see, the facts aren't changed by who you want to win. We are simply reporting on the facts here that this should have been looked at, because most of these provisional ballots, now they're saying 400,000 instead of 175,000, were people who'd been challenged by Republicans. And this, obviously, if you've got a couple hundred thousand ballots that are mainly for Kerry, and then you've got 130,000 Bush is winning by, this should have been counted and looked at. But Kerry hurried up and nixed that immediately.
Well, yeah, now there's another USA Today article. 4,500 votes lost because of a mistake in voting machine capacity in North Carolina. And even though the machine kept throwing up these error messages saying the memory was full, they just sat there and, you know, people kept on using it. The reports we had on the night of the election where the person would vote for one candidate and the review screen would show the opposite are now confirmed. We've actually put up quite a humorous little thing in the perspective section illustrating that kind of thing. But, you know, who cares, because Kerry's conceded, so why bother investigating it? So
exactly.
Next time when there's a third-party candidate and the same thing happens, a third-party candidate who's got a chance of doing well, suppose we shouldn't investigate that either. But, you know, Halliburton stocks are rocketing, Boeing, Lockheed Martin stocks are up, so, you know, who cares?
Yeah, well, we're going to break, and we'll go right to Christina, Jerry, Steve, Kevin, and others very quickly, give each caller a minute or two. And then what's some of the other news we're going to cover, Paul?
Well, we definitely need to talk about this new Bin Laden tape, which there have been rumblings about over the last couple of days. Supposedly there's an embargo on it from the U.S. government, who are telling Al Jazeera, which is basically their propaganda mill front, not to release it, but we expect that to pop up in the next couple of days.
Saying, how dare you not vote for Kerry? I mean, as if Karl Rove isn't writing this.
Well, yeah, Kerry said on dozens of occasions he wanted to kill Osama, so we're not for Kerry, but let's just look at the facts.
It's amazing. But again, you think it's real. And I guess Steve McQueen's real, pitching the Mustang for Ford out of the grave.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
All right, my friends, we are back live here, and we're going to go straight to your phone calls. Christina in Kentucky, welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you, Alex. I'm just kind of calling to say I know how hard it is to get the word out. I've passed out at least or over 150 of your tapes of 911 Road to Tyranny. And the cops have, you know, aggravated me and my husband, you know, about it.
Oh, so another call from Kentucky. It seems to be the headquarters of this. Again, this has been in the newspaper with Kelly Rushing. And, of course, he was found not guilty. My video and a Ron Paul video, the congressman, they said both videos were anti-government and evil. And they say you're not allowed to do this in Kentucky. What has happened to you and your husband?
Well, nothing. They just kind of said, my husband's really calm and cool about it, and he knows how to talk his way.
Well, describe this story to me. So where are you in Kentucky? What happened?
Well, actually, Jay is my husband, so he called in earlier.
Okay, good. It's not another group. Okay.
No, it's still us.
So this is somebody else separate from Kelly Rushing, but you're the wife of the guy that called in last
hour.
Right,
right.
And so you guys are out there, and you give somebody a copy of it, and then the cops run over and say you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, well, I think the thing was we drew a crowd, and, you know, anything that draws attention to the cops, you know, they don't like that. Right away.
Yeah, it's
especially
like, hey, don't you know this is Cuba? You know, it's like in Red Dawn where when they're in the grocery store and they're starting to talk and she goes,
right.
Shh, look at him up there, the commissar. You don't want to get us in a camp, do you?
Right.
You don't want to go to the old football stadium, do you?
Right.
Oh, speaking of that, let me go visit my dad at the football stadium.
So
I better be nice to the bosses.
Yeah, so we offered to give them one, you know, to come to our place of work and where we also live. And so they could have one, you know, a copy for them. And they never showed up. We waited out the front door for them. They never showed up, you know. Like, they were afraid. And
Listen, Chief, there was a man and a woman.
I think they know about your tape, though. I think, you know, they know about your tape and, you know, what it says on it and all that good stuff.
Had you should have seen how bad they were. They gave somebody a video.
Yeah, and too, though, about the Ann Coulter. Yes, that's her name. I heard the interview that you did with her, and that was so funny. She acted like she did not know anything that...
She's like, I've written a book about the Patriot Act. It's wonderful and doesn't take any freedoms. I go, Section 802 says this. Well, I haven't read the bill.
Well, she didn't act like she knew that you were going to tear her apart, you know. And she's like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. And
I'm just trying
all
to
the callers were good that night. All the callers were good that night.
Well, you know, because of her and O'Reilly and Savage and Malkin... All put people in camps. They disagree with the government. It's good. I mean, word for word, because of what they've been out saying now, I get emails, friends get emails that say, you should be shot
right.
for what you say. I'd like to kill you. These people don't know it's illegal to send me those emails.
We actually had a Marine call here at like 5:30 in the morning threatening to kill us because, you know, Jay was on the Internet talking on the, you know, in one of the chat rooms. About
well, you need to call the police on them. We got one of these, and we then demand, okay, another Columbine is going to happen, you know, with stuff like this.
Right.
This person's threatening to shoot me. You are responsible. You need to file criminally on them. And folks have been arrested before doing that with me. Go ahead. Send that to me, and I'm going to make sure you go to jail, because
right.
that's what you're supposed to go to jail for, not giving people videotapes.
Right.
If you idiots are idiots enough to believe, you know, Ann Coulter and the rest of them may get away with, say, putting people in camps, but see, you're not allowed to. You see, this is still America, you
right.
Soviet Nazi thugs.
Yeah. And
let me get a comment from Paul Watson on what you're saying, Paul.
Well, how this happens is because, I mean, we've had the articles, they sit people down in these training seminars, policemen, cable workers, truckers in the Highway Watch program, which has got 400,000 members already, tell them that there's this omnipresent threat Al-Qaeda sells within America. Now, there's no actual evidence to support that, and as we've got on the website and the archive, all the arrests, both inside and outside of the country, are staged, or the people are already dead. And so they have to create the threat, because there's no evidence there to convince the people that there is one from the foreign Al-Qaeda infiltrators. So the definition of suspicion is if you have an argument with your wife on the side of the highway.
This is from the training manual.
Yeah, you know, if you're carrying a large backpack, that's how they define the element of suspicion.
And it gets worse. We have video of pre-9/11 police training films where they go. The founding fathers are terrorists. All Christians are enemies of the government. Homeschoolers are terrorists. And that's in my film 2.5 years ago now, WorldNet Daily, Associated Press, the Washtenaugla newspaper. They said, we were told by the feds, this is the training drill, all homeschoolers are terrorists, about to kill us. 200 children took part in the drill where they learned that homeschoolers are vicious murderers that are coming to bomb them. And so now you go out and go, here's a video of a congressman saying the government's corrupt, or here's a video of a guy saying, you know, prior knowledge 9/11, and the cops think it's illegal.
Right. Well, speaking of backpacks, you know, I wear a backpack all the time because I ride a bike to work, and I have to, you know, bring extra clothes and, you know, have something to carry something home in. Well, and I have been ran off the road by a cop before, wanting to know who I was, where I was going, you know, just because I'm coming home late from work one night.
Well, we've had stories on the website where a woman is in an airport. She leaves her bag on the seat there in the airport. She goes to the shop to buy, you know, a crossword book or whatever. And suddenly there's three people screaming everywhere that, you know, there's a bag unattended. And even in Britain at the subway stations, we have intelligent cameras which define loitering. That is, if you step 4 or 5 yards away from your bag. And then there are these giant posters all around London which say, you know, we're watching. And the definition, again, of suspicion.
And there's an all-seeing eye. There's a pyramid eye saying, we're watching you. Under the watchful eyes, we have that on the website. And, by the way, Chicago and all these other big cities are putting in those very same intelligent cameras, and it says that they're going to shout orders at you. And, by the way, it's paid for by Homeland Security, and Homeland Security says, yes, we're fighting terror and crime, and now they're visiting 2,000-square-foot toy stores in the town of St. Helen, Oregon, because you may be selling a knockoff of the Rubik's Cube, and we're over this.
Well, the borders stay wide open.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call, and thanks for your courage. No. I mean, it's hell on earth, people. I mean, this is what's happening. And do you want your children growing up in a country like this? Let's go ahead and talk to Jerry. And where are you calling from, Jerry?
Michigan.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. I hope I can get you as my lawyer when they come to take me off for passing out tapes of FTAA and copies of the New America talking about FTAA.
Oh, yeah.
Sir,
I have major mainstream law enforcement publications that are on store shelves that say, and this is even in one of my films, let me give you the paraphrase, that says, if you pull over a car or you see a car that says, get us out of the UN, go ahead and arrest them, and police chiefs, don't chastise your officers because these are probably terrorists. Now, again, that was law enforcement and technology. What was it? It was a April issue, 2001 or 2. You know, stuff like that. This is what they're training them to do. And so it's not a joke. Go ahead.
I called about the upcoming ConCon because it will take place. They've been after a ConCon for 40 years that I know of.
Tell folks what a ConCon is.
Oh, Constitutional Convention. They want to gut or rip apart our Constitution.
The ultimate nightmare. When they advertise it and they say it's coming up, it's, oh, just for gay marriage or it's just for the flag-burning amendment. But once it opens up, it's get rid of the 22nd for Schwarzenegger, it's get rid of the Second Amendment, everything.
Yeah, well, I think that this idea hit me. I'll run it by you. They'll change it so that Schwarzenegger can become president or can run for president. And then they will advertise this new ConCon, this new Constitution. We're making the Constitution stronger. And then we're making the original constitutional intent by allowing the second runner-up, the Democrats, to become the vice president. Because that's the way our country started. The most votes went to the president. The second most votes went for the vice president. So they will revise that. And that way, Schwarzenegger can be president and Hillary can be his advisor as vice president. Now, to me, that makes a lot of New World Order sense.
I think you ought to write an article about it. You ought to email it to Paul Watson, and we'll post it.
Aha.
Anybody who wants to do this, I mean, you know, we reserve the right for editorial control if it's totally kooky, but anybody who wants to write articles for us, Paul, how do they do that?
Well, yeah, there's a link on prisonplanet.com, email webmaster.
And by the way, we accept your articles, and you know when you send it, you know, give us rights to post it and use it. You get a free membership to PrisonPlanet.tv.
That's correct. Just send it in a format which I can easily copy and put on the website.
So it's like a letter to the editor, but it needs to be a few pages long. It's like a letter to the editor, but you get paid for doing a letter to the editor, and millions, well, let's be conservative, hundreds of thousands will read your article.
Then I'll run another one by you. That what the New World Order doesn't have right now that they desperately need is a new Jew. Hitler had his Jew. See?
You mean the scapegoat?
The scapegoat, sure.
Yeah.
And I've got the perfect. I think that this is why they've brought out all of the homosexuals with marriage licenses, with web pages, with Hitler did the same thing. If you remember the musical Cabaret, the Cabaret was run by homosexuals. He brought out the homosexuals. So that's why we get, well, they came for the gypsies, but I wasn't a gypsy. Then they came for the homosexuals, but I wasn't a homosexual. Then they came for the Jews, but I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for me. Well, all they need is this scapegoat to holler and scream about with the disease. Homosexuals have a lot of money. Well, no, they don't have a lot of money, but they have more money than...
No, it's per capita the richest demographic out there.
Sure. And these are all... Oh, no, look how they spread the disease. Look how they're non-religious. Look how they, a preacher on the pulpit could, I'm telling you, hypnotize the congregation with just telling about how terrible homosexuals are. So I feel that...
But meanwhile, they're bussing in male prostitutes and male porn stars to headline New York Post, service the Bohemian Grove members. That's all ignored. David Dreyer's ignored. All of that's ignored, and we're told what godly men they are. No, no, to them it's a red herring. They get everybody upset, and then they get the con-con. I mean, that's what they're already doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, con-con will go through. But with this homosexual thing, Hitler did the Third Reich did the same thing. They had
Ernst Röhm and almost his entire SA staff, this is admitted, and this is even the rise and fall of the Third Reich, his entire staff was like a homosexual cult. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and old Hitler liked it, too. I know, it's weird. It's like the Republicans of Bohemian Grove. I mean, Richard Nixon will tell you, most of them there, it's a big homosexual orgy. And then meanwhile, I was talking about this last night with somebody. Meanwhile, they're all into it, and they're running around screaming about it, which gets everybody, you know, who's conservative upset. Paul, any comments for what he just said?
Well, I agree with that, but I don't agree that they'll use homosexuals as the scapegoats, because, I mean...
Well, they'll use them as the scapegoat to get the con-con, but they'll use Christian conservatives as the new demon.
That's possible, yeah. But in a wider sense, I don't think they'll use them because you've got government and Hollywood promoting homosexuality with this new Kinsey movie. And Kinsey did the studies which formed the foundation of the so-called sexual revolution of the 60s. The problem is that the way he performed the studies, he brought in paedophiles to abuse children. He was a practicing bisexual himself, and that formed the basis of so-called normal sexual behavior, which then led to, the classification of homosexuality.
By the way, Kinsey's own child committed suicide because he locked the child for, over a year in a small box.
Well, that's the case, and I mean... I wouldn't begrudge people doing what they want to do in the privacy of their own home, but when it's promoted by Hollywood and the government, and you have cases where homosexual couples are now adopting children, who in the vast majority of cases turn out to be extremely emotionally disturbed.
Oh, no, I'm totally against all this. Exactly. I'm saying it's a red herring they use to get... Because they don't have any real conservative issues with open borders, gun control, UNESCO... bloated government, the so-called conservative leaders have got to have something to have a fake fight about with the Democrats. I'm saying the fight to them is fake.
So they'll use it as a paper tiger.
That's a good way to boil it down, or a red herring. I want to get into the Bin Laden video here in a second, the new one that's coming out. But right now, let's go to Steve in South Dakota. Steve, go ahead. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, Alex?
Yes.
Hey, I have a question for you. I was recently driving on Interstate 29 south of Sioux City, Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And there is a brand new obelisk. It's about 100 feet tall, and it's gold. Just wondering, I wanted to get your thoughts on that, what you thought that meant.
Well, did you pull over and see who paid for it?
I'm sure it's the Masons, sir.
Well, it's probably a marker for something. They go, we just like the way these look, when really that's their highest religious totem.
Right, I think it's a marking, Alex, actually, of that they do have power in that, in that city or in that area.
Oh, well, I agree with you. That's the point of them.
Right. So I just wanted to make sure, I wanted to confirm that with you, actually. So.
Well, I don't know about them. I mean, I'm sure you could type in obelisk Sioux City, Iowa, it'll pop up and we can learn details. I just don't know about it.
Okay, one more thing, Alex, before I go. Tom Daschle recently lost. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, how he fell out of favor because, high up as he had became, I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you thought about that. And thanks.
Yeah, no, it's just them eating their own, putting their own people in. I can't stand Tom Daschle, but they're just removing some of the minions and putting in their own people. Daschle did something that angered the globalists because, they mailed him anthrax. Kevin in New Jersey, last caller, then I'm going to get into some final news with Paul. Kevin?
Yes. Hello, Alex?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted, I caught part of your discussion on remote viewing. I was wondering if I could bring some information to your attention.
You're on a cordless phone?
I might be, yes.
You're about 100 yards from your jack?
Uh-oh. You
need to run back towards it or I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay, hold on a second.
I talked about remote viewing because it's in USA Today, how wonderful it is, and the Pentagon saying it's real. And I said I think it's connected to the occult, and I don't think it's good.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I guess, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I mean, if it's bad, I'll understand. But I came across a site. It's called remoteviewing.com, I believe. And there's a guy by the name of, I think it's Daniel. And interestingly enough, there's a phone number on it. So I just thought, well, this has got to be something that would be worth a phone. And I wanted to pass that information along to you.
Okay, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Just a tip for folks for talk radio, speakerphones and cordlesses are just worthless. So always try to call me on a landline. It's just a small favor so people can hear clearly what you have to say. We'll talk about the new fake Bin Laden video with Paul Watson on the other side, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to air this earlier in the broadcast. Play it again on Monday. But here it is. Here's Tim Russert with Tom Brokejob the night before the election on the eve talking about Skull and Bones. And then they claim that, oh, they're totally diametrically opposed on all the issues. No, they're not. On education, Bush has doubled the size of it. On the war, they're both for it. But then they say, well, don't worry, Skull and Bones is going to win. That's guaranteed. So go ahead and play that clip.
You know, Tim, what's so interesting to me about these two candidates, and I've talked about it a fair amount during the campaign, here are two sons of privilege. who were raised by distinguished families in the Northeast. They went to the two of the best prep schools in America, Andover and St. Paul's. They were at Yale at the same time, members of a secret society. They went in distinctly different directions after they left Yale University, and they come around now to meet each other. I was counting up their degrees the other day. This is an argument for a good education. 2 degrees from Yale, 1 from Harvard, and 1 from Boston College.
And with that common gene and educational pool, two disparate set of values and positions on issues. Tom, you go down tax policy, economic policy, environmental policy, education policy, Iraq. These men are like this. The only thing that unifies them are skull and bones. Skull and bones will still keep control of the presidency.
We still haven't found out whether, when they met on the stage at those debates, whether they gave each other the old secret skull and bones handshake. And that may stay secret forever, for all we know.
Well, if you mention skull and bones in their presence, you're supposed to leave the room. But they both stayed at their podium.
They did indeed.
Well, Paul, comments.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, they laugh and snicker about the fact that Skull and Bones retains control of the White House. But then there's this rhetoric about how they're opposed to each other on things like Iraq. They both voted to go into Iraq, and we've posted an article by Chuck Baldwin, who was Michael Peruka's running mate for the Constitutional Party, where he goes through, again, a list of issues where Bush is diametrically opposed to the traditional ethics of conservatism.
And that's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. So is that audio clip you just heard. But, Paul, real quick, this new Bin Laden tape, Al Jazeera supposedly got it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, there have been rumblings over the past couple of days in the alternative media about this new Bin Laden tape, which is him commenting on the result of the election. It's supposedly been in the hands of Al Jazeera for 3 days under an embargo from the US government until they order it to be released, which again points to what many people have said, that Al Jazeera, while grandstanding as this voice of independent media, is in fact a propaganda mill of the globalists. And apparently the tape shows Osama expressing congratulations to Kerry and a warning to Americans for re-electing Bush. Now, as I said, Kerry, on about 2 dozen occasions during the debates and the run-up to the election, said that in an even more hawkish way than Bush, that he would go after Bin Laden, he would kill Bin Laden.
So now if you say you're a Democrat, you must be with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. I mean, so why would Bin Laden side with someone who wants to kill him? Same reason, you know, with the tape released before the Iraq War, where Bin Laden sided with Saddam despite the fact that both had wanted to kill each other in the past.
Well, it's like they're going, Bin Laden doesn't work with Saddam, and then the tape gets released, yes, I do, I support Bush, I support what he says. I mean, they, you know, the White House says Bin Laden keeps giving him little gifts. Well, yeah, his family's business partners with him. It's amazing. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, back on Monday, 11 to 2 during the day Central. Paul Watson, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
Great job over at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Speaking of that, my weekly TV report's up there, video report, all my documentary films, Paul's book, my book, and a bunch of other great videos and audio reports. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Go sign up today, folks, or call toll-free to get any of my films. A bunch of outrageous deals on my videos, so you can get them and give them as gifts. 1-888-253-3139. If we don't stand up to this evil, they're going to normalize it, and America's going to die. We can stop them. We've got the power with God's help. 1-888-253-3139. Call and get some videos and really educate yourself. All right, get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.